everybody, and welcome to All About Skin. This podcast is brought to you by the Orangerich Medical Group in New York City. I am Jody LaGerfo, family nurse practitioner certified in dermatology and family medicine. Today we will be answering additional questions about sunburn. So let's get started. Oftentimes, either outside the office or in the office, someone will ask a general question, and usually it goes like this. How can someone protect themselves from the sun's rays? And it seems fairly simple, but if you really break it down, whenever possible, you really want to avoid outdoor activities during the midday. So that's when the sun's rays are the strongest, and it's usually between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Now, of course, it's hard to limit our lives during those period of time. So what I usually recommend is that you wear protective clothing, and that consists of a wide-brimmed hat, a long sleeve shirt, long pants. And there are UV protective clothing that we recommend and we have in our office. One of the brands is called Coolabar. And it really does protect your skin from the sun's rays, either at the beach or in everyday life, golfing, doing things like that. Additionally, you always want to wear eye protection. And that's sometimes, I know myself, my eyes bother me when I'm in the sun, but I know a lot of other people have no problem going out without eye protection and they're constantly squinting. You really want to wear sunglasses that provide 100% UV ray protection. And again, sometimes you go to the drugstore and you buy a pair of sunglasses. You really need to buy a decent good pair of sunglasses, again, with 100% UV protection. Now, of course, the big thing is wearing sunscreen. You need to wear a broad spectrum sunscreen, which means it protects against UVA and UVB, and it should be at least an SPF of 30. Also, if you're at the beach or even walking around a beautiful summer day like here in New York City, you really may want to wear also what we call lip screen, which is, you know, kind of like a chapstick that contains an SPF. Also really important. Sunscreen should be reapplied every 2 hours. And that's, you know, something that we often forget to do. You know, we are at the pool, we're at the beach, and we forget to reapply. You always want to reapply every 2 hours, and you want to use enough sunscreen. So really, to cover your body, it should be in the amount of, let's say, a shot glass. And that should be enough to cover your body. But of course, depending on how big you are, the more the better in terms of like wide range cover. You want to check the expiration date of your sunscreen. Most sunscreen does have an expiration date. If it does not have a expiration date, usually the shelf life is what I say, 18 months. If it's older than 18 months, I definitely would toss it and get a new one. And make sure that your sunscreen, like if you're keeping it in the car, is not exposed to extreme temperatures. This can definitely shorten the expiration date and the shelf life. So you want to be careful with that. So overall, what can excessive exposure to UV rays or the sun's rays do to someone's health? UV exposure is the most important environmental factor in the development of skin cancer, and it really is a primary factor in the development of lip cancer. Now, getting some sun exposure does produce a few positive benefits like vitamin D, but excess and unprotected exposure to the sun can result, number one, in premature aging, and you don't want to look old before your time. Also, it causes undesirable changes in skin texture. So your skin can look, you know, way different, way more aged than it should. Sun exposure has been associated with various types of skin cancer. So, and of course, including in that is melanoma, which is one of the most serious and deadly types. UV rays are associated with various eye conditions like cataracts. So every day when you look at the weather on the TV, you see that they have a UV index. Now that to me is really important. The UV index was developed by the National Weather Service and the EPA, and it basically provides a forecast of the expected risk of overexposure to UV rays. It indicates the degree of caution you should take when you are outdoors. It predicts the exposure levels based on a 0 to 10 or 10 plus scale. So obviously 0 is a very low risk of overexposing to the sun, and 10 is a very high risk. It is calculated on a next day basis for various cities across the United States, and it takes into account the clouds and other local conditions that may affect the amount of UV radiation that's reaching the ground. If you want more information about it, you definitely can call the EPA hotline at 1-800-296-1996. But overall, that's something that we really want to look at every day because it does give us an idea of the type of UV rays we're up against for that day or the type of risk. Does it matter what kind of sunscreen you use? So to me, there's tons of effective sunscreens in a wide variety of strengths and types, and I obviously have a lot of my favorites that I recommend to my patients. In general, I always recommend a sunscreen with an SPF of at least 30 or greater, and I want my patients to apply it generously, for example, using a shot glass all over their body and not forgetting their scalp if they have hair loss. And the tops and the sides of their ears, which is really important. That's an area that we often forget. We also tend to forget our hands and our feet. If you are outside for a prolonged period of time, you really need again to reapply your sunscreen every 2 hours in order to have effective coverage. And you really want to wear a hat or other protective clothing. A funny thing is that a friend texted me the other day, what does SPF mean? So all sunscreens are assigned an SPF, and that stands for sun protection factor. It goes according to how effective that particular sunscreen is in offering protection from the UV rays. Obviously, the higher numbers mean more protection. As a rule of thumb, you should always use an SPF of at least 15, but of course, I prefer over 30. Most sunscreens work by absorbing, reflecting, or scattering the sun's rays. And these sunscreen products contain chemicals that interact with the skin to protect it from those UV rays. Sunscreens help prevent problems related to sun exposure, like aging and like precancerous or cancerous types of growth. Sunscreen is not meant to allow you to spend more time in the sun than you would otherwise. So you need to complement your sunscreen use with other sun protection options. Again, wearing a hat, cover up, sunglasses, or of course, seeking shade. Now, a question I had received is, can you help your listeners choose a correct sunscreen? So this is my advice. Sunscreens come in a variety of forms, like lotions, gels, sprays. You want to pick the type of sunscreen based, number one, on your skin type and number two, on your needs. For example, if you break out using a gel sunscreen, or sunscreen that's more appropriate for acne-prone skin would be better. If you are someone who, swims in a pool a lot or you swim in the ocean, you want to wear something that's waterproof or water resistant. For acne patients, I always recommend they use a gel to prevent the clogging of their pores. And patients with dry skin, I would usually recommend using a creamier type of sunscreen. There are also lots of sunscreens made for specific areas. For example, like you use a spray on your scalp, or I usually recommend Neutrogena Baby for sensitive skin or allergic type of skin. Regardless of the type, though, you really need to use a sunscreen that blocks both UVA and UVB, and we call that broad protection. There are three basic things that you should look for in a sunscreen. Number one is an SPF of at least 30. Number two is broad spectrum. And again, that protects from UVA and UVB radiation. I do like sunscreens that are waterproof. A good example of that is Bullfrog. That really doesn't come off when you're in the pool or at the beach and someone's been swimming or doing a lot of activities. It doesn't come off, and even afterwards, I find that you really have to wash your skin and kind of not scrub it off, but use a washcloth. So that's always a good option. There are cosmetic products, for example, foundations, moisturizers, lipsticks, that contain some sort of protective sunscreen in the market. And not all these types of products meet the standard, though, of having at least an SPF of 30. Therefore, if you think about it, they really don't offer sufficient protection. So you want to be a buyer beware and make sure you look at the SPF. Be a label reader and look for specific ingredients in these products, like zinc or titanium dioxide, or, you know, come off the top of my head. Like I mentioned before, Coolabah is one of those companies that has protective clothing. And that clothing covers your skin, and it really does protect your skin from the sun's UV rays. Loose-fitting, long-sleeve shirts, long pants, the fabric should be tightly woven. That really does offer the best protection. A wet t-shirt offers less UV protection than a dry one does. If you feel that wearing these types of clothing is not possible or practical, try to wear a t-shirt or a beach cover-up in addition to your sunscreen. You should know that a typical t-shirt actually has an SPF rating lower than the recommended SPF 15. Therefore, you really need to double up on protection. You need to wear sunscreen, and if you're choosing to wear a t-shirt, both should really be used together. And of course, you want to stay in the shade whenever is possible. The color of clothing really doesn't matter as long as it's tightly woven. However, dark colors may offer more protection than lighter ones. So what can people do to protect their skin from the sun? The biggest thing you can do is, of course, wearing sunscreen every day. You should cover up your skin with clothing that will protect your skin from those harmful UV rays, and they are harmful. You want to wear a hat that will also shield your skin from the sun's rays. You want to wear sunglasses, which protect your eyes from the UV rays and decrease the risk of cataracts. Seek out shade whenever possible if you're outside for the day, especially between the hours of 10 and 4 p.m. Otherwise, just stay inside, which I know is difficult to do. And hats, just another note about them, they definitely will help shield your skin from the sun's rays. And you want to try to choose a hat that provides shade for all of your head and even some of your neck if you can. To get the most protection, you want to wear a hat with a brim all the way around, which will shade your face, your ears, and the back of your neck. If you like wearing a baseball cap, you need to protect your ears and the back of your neck, which I tell my dad all the time when he's golfing, but he usually doesn't listen. And you want to wear clothing that covers those areas, and again, wear a sunscreen of an SPF of 30. The hat material also should be tightly woven, like a canvas type hat, which works best to protect your skin from the UV rays. The looser the fabric is, the more UV rays that will get through. I always, again, tell patients to avoid straw hats because they have holes in them that allow the sunlight through. A darker hat actually may offer more protection than a lighter one. And again, back to the sunglasses. Sunglasses really protect your eyes from UV rays and do decrease the risk of cataracts. And it also protects the skin around your eyes, which is really sensitive from that sun exposure. You want to choose a broad spectrum sunglass that blocks both UVA and UVB rays, and the majority of sunglasses that are sold in the United States, regardless of the cost, usually do meet this standard, but you want to confirm it. I sometimes tell patients to go to an optician to buy a really good pair of sunglasses. It's worth the money to protect your eyes. You can also use some wraparound sunglasses, like those big cataract sunglasses. If you've had a history of skin cancer, particularly around your eyes, I definitely would recommend it. People should protect their skin from the sun in the summer, but it really, really should be done all year. Again, wearing sunscreen year-long is important. Covering up your skin with clothing will protect your skin from the harmful UV rays. Wearing a hat will shield your skin from the sun rays. Wearing sunglasses will protect your eyes and decrease the risk of cataracts. And again, always seek shade. If you do stand in the shade, sometimes people will ask me, if I'm in the shade, will my skin really be protected from the sun? So a way to think about it is the sun's rays are strongest and do the most damage midday. So direct sun exposure really should be avoided between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. You can decrease the risk of damage and, of course, skin cancer by seeking shade under an umbrella, which is a great thing to do, tree or other type of shelter. If you can't avoid the sun, you gotta wear a wide brim hat. Again, those sunglasses are really important. A long sleeve shirt is always helpful, long pants, and an SPF of at least 30. UV rays can reflect off virtually every surface. So if you're on the beach, they reflect off the sand. If you're skiing in Aspen, they reflect off the snow. And of course, if you're, in the concrete jungle, they do reflect off of the concrete as well and can reach you in the shade. So your best bet is to wear protective clothing and sunscreen when you are outside. Well, that's all we have time for today. Please email your questions to allaboutskin@orantrike.com. Have a great day and remember to take care of the skin you're in.